April 12, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Unfailing Love. Opening prayer. Lord God, thank you for your unchanging and authoritative word that brings me life. Read Psalm chapter 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Reflect. Think of something new you have learned about the Lord recently, or something you have been reminded of. Praise him for it, in song if possible. With all the troubles of the world beaming into our homes and onto screens every day, we can easily begin to lose hope and wonder who is in control. This psalm brings a different perspective, reminding us that the earth is in the hands of a powerful, just, and loving Creator. Proverbs chapter 8 sees God's wisdom displayed in creation. Here, as in Genesis chapter 1, God's word is the agent of creation. Just as Job, when overwhelmed by suffering, is reminded of God's great power seen in creation, Job chapter 38 through 39, we are reminded that the one who created everything watches over what he has made. Compared to the creator and sustainer of the universe, the strength of earthly rulers, no matter how large their armies or how powerful their weapons, is overshadowed. God's people in the Old Testament were constantly threatened, attacked, and invaded by their more powerful neighbors. Although they sometimes looked elsewhere for help, the prophets reminded them that the only reliable source of help is the Lord himself. For example, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 5. In the face of life's uncertainties, God's people can rejoice and be glad in him because we trust in his unfailing love. Apply. Pray for Christians you know who are facing uncertain times to be sure of God's committed love. How can you help them know that love? Closing prayer. Lord, help me to stand firmly in your ever-faithful, never-ending love, confident in your care and power to save.